Hey, 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 what do you say? What do you know, everybody? Welcome to Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco. I am the voice of food for Savannah, Hilton Head Island. Let's throw in a Midway, maybe Ridgeland, Okotie, Baxley, Windsor Forest, Hardyville, and the Landings. If you can fit it within that circumference there, maybe up to Beaufort, down to Brunswick. Why not, right? If it tastes good, we're all about it. This is Shuck It, like I said, our Eat It and Like It podcast. We've been doing this thing since September and having a good time doing so. So thanks for taking the time to listen. We are going to get to our guest pretty quickly here because we went a little long with Libby Summers this time. Libby Summers, if you don't know her, is one of Savannah's culinary creatives, I think is the best way to describe her. She's a food stylist. Used to work with Paula Deen. She is a cookbook author. She does so many things. I'm going to let her tell you in her words exactly how she would describe herself because she's so talented and does so many different things that it took us quite a while. And it took us quite a while because we ended up playing a little game of 12 questions and it ran so long I only got to 10. But it is a hoot, probably the most fun I've had doing this podcast to this point. So yeah, it is very much worth a listen. You will laugh. We will laugh about real life. We will laugh about travel, and we'll have a discussion, a little bit about what she likes to eat and like here in the greater Savannah area. A couple of things before we take a break and come back for our chat with Libby. Want to remind those of you who are fans of our television show, Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco airs Sunday mornings, 7:30 a.m. on WSAV. We've got an interesting chat coming up this coming Sunday, the 11th, February the 11th, on the seafood scene on Hilton Head Island. The Hilton Head Island Seafood Festival is coming up February 19th through the 25th. So we decided to dedicate an entire 30 minutes to the Hilton Head Island seafood scene. Talk to some of the chefs that are doing some of the more creative stuff over there. We talked to the Carmines family at Hudson's. We spoke to Clayton Rollison over at Lucky Rooster. We talked to Matt over at the Sage Room. Very interesting. If you want to set your DVR and join us Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. on WSAV, you will be glad you did. A quick round of what am I eating, what's good out there. Monday, February 5th, was opening day at Miss Wilkes Dining Room on Jones Street here in Savannah. Certainly a fan favorite. We did a Facebook Live from there, and I don't know what the definition of going viral is, but everybody's been watching that. Everybody's been sharing that. It was a nice chat with Marcia Thompson, who was the actual Miss Wilkes. It's her granddaughter. She is one of the people in charge now. Her son kind of runs the day-to-day, but Marcia told us all about the current state of Miss Wilkes. It was opening day. The line was a little bit short for what you would expect in Miss Wilkes. It was a beautiful winter day in Savannah. The temperature was in the 60s. The line was short, so that's a sign for the locals to come out and enjoy because, you know, once the tourists arrive March and the spring and the lines go around the corner there at Jones and Whitaker, then it becomes kind of prohibitive for the locals, unless, you know, you have the day off and you don't mind waiting. But if you are a local and you want to get into Miss Wilkes, I would highly recommend that you do it in the month of February. The lines will start picking up, but they are next to non-existent compared to the norm right now. By the time we left after lunch there, there were probably, I think, six people in line, literally six people in line to get into Miss Wilkes' dining room. So, and the food was just as good as you ever imagined. I mean, the fried chicken, the okra, the mashed potatoes, the cream corn, the mac and cheese, the pot roast. It was all so good. And neither of my grandmamas were Southern, but I could taste Southern grandmama in those foods. It's pretty amazing. So Miss Wilkes Dining Room, I should say, no longer a boarding house. You need to get out there during the month of February to eat it and like it. We're going to take a quick break, come back with our chat with the one and only Libby Summers. Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. We'll be right back.
Have a question you'd like answered on the air? Email us now at tips@eatitandlikeit.com.
Eat It and Like It, brought to you in part by SAV Takeout, delivering from Savannah's favorite eateries and specialty businesses to you. Discover more at savtakeout.com. We all know about their award-winning weekend brunches, but when was the last time you paid a visit to B. Matthews Eatery for dinner? For over a decade, B. Matthews has offered up creative dishes without the pretentious price tag. There's a newly remodeled space and service on par with any you will find. Been a while? Then maybe it's time to take a ride down to B. Matthews Eatery for dinner. Open 6 evenings a week, you can find them at the corner of Habersham and Bay Streets downtown. B. Matthews, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'll see you there. Welcome back to Shuck It and Eat It and Like It podcast. I am Jesse Blanco. Joining me now is, I don't know, she's got about 15 titles these days. Cookbook author, culinary stylist, culinary entrepreneur, and Sprinkle lady? Last time I saw you, her name is Libby Summers. How are you, young lady?
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good. So what would you say your official title is?
It's a tough one. Can anybody just have one title these days? I don't know. I live a food-inspired life. That's what I say. Like, everything I do is kind of just in that food-based lifestyle category. But culinary producer and author, I don't know, Jesse.
How do you feel about the word foodie?
I hate it.
Me too.
I hate it.
It was
Why
fun.
Do you hate it?
Why do I hate it? It was fun for half a minute, but now, you know, everybody is a foodie.
Me cringe.
It does, and I've really, really tried to get away from it. I find when I'm writing something, like, the perfect word here is foodie, I'll go around the block 7 times before I actually write that word. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. What have you come up with it to use instead of, as an alternative?
Someone who loves food, or a food lover, or, you know, it gets clunky, but I'd rather be clunky than use that word. I've come to dislike it as well, just like you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and then you get the people who are like, well, I'm a foodie. Well, if you have to tell people you're a foodie, you're not. How about that?
That goes for anything.
It does.
You keep talking about how great you are about
yes.
with it.
Yes.
Yes. You probably not.
Yes. I'm not going to get myself in trouble here with something someone said to me one time. But so tell us, what have you been up to? You stay plenty busy. My goodness, what you up to lately?
I stay plenty busy. Just doing a lot of, like, you know, culinary producing of video work and speaking to people about how to kind of tell their story a little bit better. You know, I think I do that pretty well, Jesse. It's just this, like, I can tell a story with someone's brand and my own, and I don't know, but it's fun. Like, I've been having a whole lot of fun.
That's
you
good.
It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tell us, for those people who aren't familiar with your work, what originally brought you to this area once upon a moon?
Well, we were living in North Carolina, and I was still chefing on boats at the time, and I can kind of live wherever I want to as long as there's an airport around.
Right.
And our son had gone off to college, and we just wanted him to move to stay in the South, but be a bit more cosmopolitan, and fell in love with Savannah. And that's now, you know, a lot of years ago. And just have loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I love the rich community of creatives who live here. And I mean, I have one client right now, Jesse, that I have like 20 people in Savannah that work on that account with me.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's, you know, with everybody from animators to, you know, food photographers and recipe developers and illustrators. It's just a really great resource of talented people in Savannah.
That's pretty awesome. You can't tell us who that is, right?
Yeah, it's Tara's Kitchen. It's a meal kit delivery service that I'm actually the culinary director for, but they're based out of Baltimore, but we do all the visuals down here.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've even, you know, if you looked at their collateral, if you went on their website and you know Savannah people, you'll be like, oh my God, that's Andrea Goto as a mother. And look, there's John Waits. And he's like, it's yeah. All these local people are models, which is funny.
Yeah, I was out on Tybee last weekend at the Tybee Post Theater, and they were telling me that one of the biggest pastimes out there with so many movies being shot on Tybee is that they give them a special screening, and everybody piles in to watch this movie, and they yell, hey, I see you. Hey, there's so-and-so. And
it's fun.
Yeah. Beer in hand, of course. It is Tybee, after all.
Yes,
good,
definitely.
Good people out there. Now, how many cookbooks have you written over the years?
I have three now. I did the Whole Hog Cookbook, which was the first one, and that's my, you know, you kind of love. It's funny. Virginia Willis told me, a cookbook author, Virginia Willis told me a long time ago that no matter where you go and you're signing books and you're loving people or you're just talking to them about your book, she said, you always tell them that your first one is your favorite. And I was like, why? And she's like, because that's the only one you're getting royalties on.
There you go. You know what?
It's so funny. I loved her for that. And it's near and dear to your heart. And then Sweet and Vicious, which I love, which is actually my favorite, the second one. And then I did a short stack edition called Brown Sugar that I was honestly really honored to do, because it's all just kind of Chefy McChefs that do those. Nick Fauchaud started that. He was with Food and Wine, and they're 22 recipes, or is it 14 recipes or 22? I forget. They're like little pamphlets that are so cool and all single subject. Like your grandmother would have gotten with her blender. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, oh, what can we make with that? And only illustrations, which was a little hard for me. No photography inside. So I love that. I love it. And I did one called Brown Sugar for him.
Now, I think it's worth sharing here. The story you told me about the cover for your second book, that you pitched it to the publisher and they were like, yeah, no way.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No,
they
chance.
Hated it. They made me cry in their offices in New York. Like, in tears.
Really?
Crying. They were so brutal. I mean, you have to have a real thick skin.
Sure. Sure. So,
were brutal.
For the people who aren't familiar with it, what did you tell them? What was your vision? Because obviously there was no photo yet. How did you pitch this?
Well, at that point, we had shot a photo. So I'm sitting in their office, and they're looking at it, and it was just me on the cover, and I kind of have this, like, really cool knife off to the side, and I have a cake that's kind of between my legs, and there's just frosting down on the ground, because the name of the book is Sweet and Vicious, so
right.
I'm wearing this kind of girly dress, and it was just all kind of sweet, but that knife, which Matt Habermill had done some artwork on the knife for me, and I just thought this was the coolest thing ever, and sadly, they did not. So we ended up, I always just remember, like, okay, what's the end goal? What's the end goal? What's the end goal? And it was a mantra that I kept telling myself as they were saying horrible things about the cover to me. And we ended up getting to a place that we were able to do in post work. A very, very talented guy that I work with here in Savannah, a Russian guy named Val, did a bunch of post work that most people couldn't do, because we had to move the cake from between my legs to the back of the cover and roll in candy, and there was flour on the ground, and he had to do, you know, recreate that flour. It was a whole thing, but everybody was happy in the end, so that was good.
Well, that's good. So when I saw you, I guess around Christmas time, you were beginning to diversify your branding and the types of things that you are associating with. Is that the case? Were the sprinkles the beginning of something different?
Yes, exactly. And thanks for I'm over the moon excited about it, and I knew that I wanted to get into products, and it had to be genuine and authentic, and I wanted to dance with the one that brung me, and I have written this baking book, and I do love sweets, and I'm crazy about sprinkles, but I wanted to, like, take the other side of what I do in that storytelling and believe it or not, try to do sprinkles with a story. So we came up like right before Christmas. It was 2 weeks. I mean, Jesse, I hadn't, aside from doing an Instagram post and a Facebook post, there was absolutely no collateral behind marketing these sprinkles. It was just putting them out because I had the opportunity of getting them with Garden and Gun for an event I was doing with them and another big thing. So we rushed to get these, the first ones done, and I could not have been more overjoyed with how great they turned out. And everyone's got like a fun quote on the side of it that's the beginning of a story.
Very good. Now they're
it's just a mix. They're cool.
It's a line of sprinkles. They come in little jars, and every, like you said, there's quotes on the labeling, but they come in flavors. What makes these sprinkles different?
Well, they're just because of the story. Like one's called Hog Wild. So in one of the sprinkles inside the sprinkle are these little pigs. So it's just like this explosion of beautiful color, but you also have pigs, and then Dragé inside of it, so there's like the chicness to it as well, just encompassing, I hope, everything I do in a sprinkle jar, if that can happen. I don't know. But it's gone. The response was amazing, and it was just a test into the water of product, and it was a way to do it affordably.
Interesting.
So I could not be more happy.
Where can we find them?
You can find them online on my site, libbysummers.com, and they're just now, we're starting next week, Jesse, our push for, we're sending out, I don't know, hundreds for editorial and influencer kind of stuff, but Smith Brothers Butcher Shop carries them here in town, and the Vine Market, and, you know, they're in various places throughout, like, Southeast, but if you go online, my site can tell you where they are.
Very good.
And we ship them as well, but thank you for asking.
Very good. Okay, you ready to play 12 questions?
Uh-oh, yes.
All right.
Kill Shag or whatever.
Who? What did you say? I didn't catch that. Oh, like what? I thought you were like bringing up Tide Pods or something. Like,
no, the game Kill Shag or what is it?
I don't know.
Barry,
I have no idea. I'm too old for that stuff.
All right, shoot.
All right. Your favorite food?
Oh my God, that is so hard. Oh my God. Like death row food? Like death row meal food?
Sure.
Chicken fried steak.
Really? With or without gravy?
A gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans on the side, please.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And you're not originally from the South, are you?
No, I'm from Missouri originally, but that's very Missouri food. Like, yeah.
Is it really?
There's similarities.
I did not know that. Okay. Yeah. Your biggest pet peeve in a restaurant, whether it be the staff or other guests or anything going on in that room at the time?
I found that I do not enjoy going to restaurants that are extremely loud. I just feel like my time is so precious spent with people that I want to share a meal with. I actually want to hear what they're saying. And the sound issues in restaurants, I just can't deal.
Interesting. Okay. You have a favorite sport?
Fast pitch softball.
Fast pitch softball. Did you play in college?
I did.
Uh-huh. What position?
Center field.
Fast pitch softball. Do you have a favorite professional sport?
Yes. Well, I wish I could say fast pitch softball. I love watching like college basketball. I hate professional basketball, but I love the Tar Heels. And
okay, fair enough. ACC. Yeah. You have any pets?
I do. Are you kidding, Maggie? The bitch. She is crazy. She's a Vizsla. She's an amazing bird dog, and she's very opinionated. She's been lobbying for her own Instagram for years. A lot of opinions. She's the kind of dog, Jesse, you walk in and she will look at the outfit that you're wearing and you will turn around and change it because she has judged you.
Wow.
She hates it. It's too much.
That's almost as bad as being judged by your 16-year-old for abbreviating on social media.
You need to tell everybody what you told me.
I got a text from my daughter last week. Scold. She was in school, by the way. This is the middle of the school day. Got a text from my daughter that said, "You shouldn't use text abbreviations on Instagram. It's unprofessional." To which my response was, "TYLOL."
Love that so much.
Yeah. So you know. Okay. Well, we moved on from that pretty quickly, but she is very judgmental of my social media. You know how kids are these days. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to give someone a plug. Obviously, there are the big name restaurants in this town. You know, the Gray and Husk and all of that stuff. But one restaurant in this area, doesn't have to be in Savannah, in this immediate area that you think is wonderful and underrated.
Wonderful and underrated. God, that's, oh my God, wonderful and underrated. I always think that finding a good place for lunch is a tough one, because you can go to a great dinner, and sometimes finding a really good breakfast is a tough one too. But I mean, like, I know my coffee in town, that's my favorite, and I always go there, which is Collins Quarters. I love their coffee that he serves there.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I love sliders and fries. Like, I'd love to go in for a banh mi slider at Slide here in Savannah.
Yeah.
I'll stop by Randy's Barbecue and get some barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, they're little things like that, but
Did you know Randy officiates high school football on Friday nights?
Stop it.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I've been burning to tell that story since I was in TV news, but we'll get to that another time. Your favorite flavor ice cream?
Pistachio.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. What, did that surprise you?
Yeah, it does. That's like totally out of, like, huh? Nobody's ever said that.
I don't crave ice cream all the time. Which is funny because I have the biggest sweet tooth ever. But I love, like, a bubblegum ice cream, don't get me wrong, but I always gravitate toward pistachios. And Leopold's in town's pistachio is fantastic.
Valentine's Day, overrated or no?
Valentine's Day, not overrated. Galentine's Day, I don't get it. Don't get it at all. Don't want to be a part of it. I thought it was just a joke on Parks and Rec. And now it's turned into a whole thing.
Nice. You do you binge watch TV?
Yes, sadly.
What are you watching right now?
Right now, I just finally finished up Handmaid's Tale, because I hadn't watched it yet. I mean, I love all the HBOs, of course, and I'm not gonna lie, a Little Housewives I do catch early in the morning. Oh my God, binge watch. I know what it is. Schitt's Creek. Oh my God, Jesse, do you watch Schitt's Creek?
No, I don't.
You will die. It's
really?
Eugene Levy and his son Daniel Levy who write it. It is hilarious. You can Netflix it, or I watch it on Apple TV. It's on Pop or something. It is so good.
We just finished, and I watched it because I watched it with my daughter, the second season of Stranger Things. I enjoyed that very much. But
haven't started it yet, but I plan on it.
Yeah, that is really good. 1 week anywhere in the world, where would you go?
A little place south of Hanoi, Vietnam.
Really?
Yes.
That's right up there with your pistachio response for the ice cream. Clearly, you've been there before, yeah?
I have been there before, and it, you know, Jesse, when you're traveling and there's that place that just feels like it's so good on your skin, and it, you just feel great and at peace, and it's still, for me, it has to be, you know, inspiring in a creative way and just beautiful, and the food has to be amazing, and I'd go back there tomorrow if I could.
Last time you cried during a movie?
Oh my God. I don't know about during a movie, but This Is Us, I watched it last night from last Tuesday. every episode.
Good grief. It's like a waterworks on Facebook whenever that thing airs. It's like, please.
You can't help.
I don't watch it, but I know when it's on, everyone's dying. Like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this, but I can't wait till next week.
Jesse, you have to watch it.
No, all this crying. I cried during Cheerios commercials. I couldn't handle that stuff.
I'm the same way. My husband used to say, you are crying at a Coach episode. Remember that show, Coach?
Yes, of course.
It's like, you are crying at a Coach episode.
Yeah. Do you remember the Cheerios commercial where the girl puts the Cheerios in her dad's coat?
No.
He's eating Cheerios, and she asks him, a little girl, she's probably 4 or 5 years old, why are you eating Cheerios? And he says, it's good for your heart. They show him buying a newspaper with this overcoat, and he reaches into his pocket for money, and he pulls out a handful of Cheerios, and they cut to the girl dropping Cheerios in his coat closet.
Oh.
There you go. How about that?
That's like a Hallmark commercial.
That is just, I get choked up sharing the story, and that was when in the 80s when, you know, I was barely sober, but that's a whole other Dr. Phil. Okay. That was 10 questions, but we'll leave it there. I think we've gone on long enough. So your sprinkles are the new line that you have out. You can find them at your website. Tell us one more time where that is.
It's LibbySummers.com, and I have two new flavors. Well, they're not flavors. Two new mixes that just launched yesterday, as a matter of fact, for spring. We did one called Spring Break and one called Hot and Heavy.
Very good. All right. Well, you've got it. You've got it all there. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking the time. And you were folding your laundry while we were doing this.
I got it all done. It's completely done. This has been great. Jesse, thank you. It's always great talking to you.
Yes. Yes. Good luck, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Bye. Well, there you have it. We are out of time. Wasn't that a whole lot of fun? Yeah. Maybe actually next time we'll get to the 11th and 12th question. Who knows? Before we go, quick reminder to join us, follow us along on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is pretty much where we spend most of our time, sharing pretty much every day all kinds of fun stuff. Or don't forget to join us for a close look at Hilton Head Island seafood scene Sunday morning, WSAV at 7:30. The TV show is called Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. We are the voice of food for Savannah and Hilton Head Island. We're out of time. We will catch you next time here on Shuck It and Eat It and Like It podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Regular here, and I know most of this ragged band of thieves. But you're the sweetest thing ever to pass my eye in this place, I do believe. Maybe it's just a coincidence or just something I perceive. Even though you're laughing out hanging with your girls, your eyes keep passing back to me. Yo, move your body, girl. You wanna add a car, wine it up like a West Indian, got a cannibal, you know I'm nothing.